You're listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm William Crooks, and this segment is produced with the support from the Local Journalism Initiative. Today, we're covering a major development in one of Sherbrooke's most significant and closely watched housing disputes, the Faubourg Menaçant Affair. After more than 2 years of allegations, legal battles, and a mounting public outcry from seniors who saw their affordable housing converted into private property, Quebec's anti-corruption authorities have now made criminal arrests. Early Wednesday morning, UPAC and the Commissaire à la lutte contre la corruption announced that five former administrators of Faubourg Menaçant were taken into custody. Serge Dubois, Michel Fortin, Patrick Fortin, Jocelyn Morissette, and René Saint-Amand. All five are facing charges of fraud over $5,000 in connection with what investigators allege was a scheme involving more than $19 million tied to the controversial 2022 sale and dissolution of the nonprofit housing complex. This marks a major anti-corruption action involving a Quebec housing nonprofit, and for many who have followed the story, December 10th represents a turning point. The announcement took place at 11 a.m. at the Sherbrooke Police Service headquarters. Officials confirmed that the five accused were arrested earlier that morning, then released under police undertakings. They must appear at the Sherbrooke Courthouse on December 17th to answer the charges. According to the CLCC's press release and Wednesday's briefing, the alleged fraud occurred between June 1, 2018 and June 1, 2022. Spanning the controversial internal restructuring of the nonprofit, the deletion of its asset protection clauses, the private sale of the complex, and the rapid dissolution of the organization. But the financial dimension of the case is even broader. As part of Tuesday and Wednesday's coordinated operation, investigators froze 57 bank and investment accounts, 4 properties, and 3 vehicles, all believed to be connected to the proceeds of the Faubourg Menaçant transaction. Here is Maxime Tremblay, Deputy Director of Intelligence and Investigations at UPAC CLCC, announcing the arrests.
On est aujourd'hui Maxime Tremblay, inspecteur du territoire d'Argent de la direction de renseignement des enquêtes du commissaire de la police de la pour en prendre une idée permanente anti-corruption. Nous commençons aujourd'hui à avoir procédé à l'arrestation des 5 individus. Michel Fortin, Patrick Fortin, Jocelyn Morissette et René Saint-Amand sont tous accusés d'être fraudés d'une valeur de plus de 5 000 $.
He says investigators have now carried out the arrests of the individuals involved, including Michel Fortin, Patrick Fortin, Jocelyn Morissette, and René Saint-Amand, all of whom are being charged with fraud over $5,000. UPAC confirmed that the investigation began in April 2022 after receiving a citizen complaint. That timing coincides closely with when tenants first learned their complex had been sold. Tremblay explained that the length of the investigation was unavoidable due to the complexity of tracing financial transactions, analyzing corporate documents, and obtaining court-ordered banking information.
Un dossier de cette nature-là, c'est un crime économique, on s'entend, avec quand même beaucoup d'argent impliqué.
He explains that an economic crime case involving significant sums requires analyzing a large number of documents. Banking orders take time, and investigators must wait for institutions to provide records, all of which naturally extends the investigation. To understand the weight of Wednesday's arrests, it's important to revisit the larger story. Faubourg Menaçant is a housing complex of more than 160 units, built in the 1980s with over $8 million in public funding through the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. For decades, it provided affordable housing for seniors and low-income residents. But in 2022, the nonprofit's administrators changed the organization's name, removed the clause requiring its assets to remain within the nonprofit sector, sold the complex privately for $18.25 million, dissolved the nonprofit, and published the dissolution notice only in Le Devoir. Tenants learned of the sale only after it was complete. Following the sale, many residents lost federal rent subsidies, faced rent increases of more than 7%, and described significant emotional and financial strain. One resident publicly called the situation violence against seniors. Civil courts later ruled that the dissolution was illegal and reinstated the nonprofit. A decision upheld by the Quebec Court of Appeal, which described the administrator's legal arguments as narrow and erroneous. Advocates called the ruling a turning point and seismic. The criminal charges announced this week now open up a new chapter. A striking moment in the press conference came when Tremblay described the financial seizure operation.
Effectivement, aujourd'hui, depuis hier, on a 57 comptes de banque qui ont été bloqués avec des ordonnances de blocage. Fait que c'est quand même, tu sais, on parle de longueur d'enquête, bloquer 57 comptes de banque. Moi, personnellement, j'ai quand même une certaine expérience au niveau des enquêtes. Ça fait plusieurs années que j'en fais, puis j'ai rarement vu ça.
Since Tuesday, he says, 57 bank accounts have been frozen under blocking orders. In his experience, it is rare to see an operation of this scale. Investigators work tirelessly to locate each of those accounts and secure them. Tremblay noted that several million dollars are expected to be recovered, pending confirmation from financial institutions. Tremblay also highlighted that about 50 police personnel were involved in Wednesday's arrests and seizure operations, including strong support from the Sherbrooke Police Service, which hosted the command post for the day. This was a carefully synchronized operation requiring analysts, investigators, technical specialists, and prosecutorial collaboration with the Directeur des Poursuites Criminelles et Pénales. The message was unmistakable. When public funds and vulnerable populations are involved, the province takes these cases seriously. The arrests carry wide-ranging implications. For tenants, the charges validate years of organization, fundraising, and legal action by seniors who refuse to accept the privatization of their publicly supported housing. For housing policy, this case may influence reforms around nonprofit governance, dissolution procedures, and the protection of public assets. For the nonprofit sector, legal experts say it could become a benchmark now for how Quebec handles breaches of fiduciary duty in publicly funded organizations. For the accused, the five former administrators now move into the criminal process, beginning with their December 17th court appearance. This story is far from over. Civil cases continue, tenant groups remain active, and UPAC's investigation has now progressed to the prosecution stage. But December 10th, 2025 will be remembered as the day the criminal justice system formally entered the Faubourg Minassens story, a story about housing, public trust, seniors' rights, and the governance of nonprofit organizations built with public funds. We'll continue to follow developments on CGMQ and through the pulse of the Eastern Townships. You've been listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CGMQ 88.9 FM. I'm William Crooks. This segment was produced with support from the Local Journalism Initiative. Stay tuned for more local reporting after the break.